So today we are going to start this week praying for crime. If you haven't seen already and heard, lawlessness seems to be increasing. And Jesus said in the last days, lawlessness would abound and the love of many would grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come in Matthew 12. So, gangs have quite a few crimes that they create and do: identity theft, child exploitation, robberies, homicides, selling methamphetamine, marijuana, and other drugs, vehicle theft, theft rings, auto theft rings, chop shop operations where they dispose of vehicle parts and sell them, narcotics trafficking, human trafficking, threats and intimidation, alien smuggling, human sex trafficking and prostitution, and it's increased primarily due to their higher profitability and lower risk of detection and punishment than that of drug and weapons trafficking. Isn't that a sad thing? So let's pray, God, right now in Jesus' name, that laws will change to make it even worse when they take a human versus selling drugs. Ay, ay, ay. They also are now using the internet for propaganda, intimidation, recruitment. And they say that the reporting indicates that a majority of gang members use it for cyberbullying as well and promotion. They also use it for computer hacking, phishing schemes, and now they're also, and there has been an increase in white collar crime, including mortgage fraud and racketeering, to name a few. We have a tracker that can show you approximately where some of the gangs that they are aware of are located. This is not the entire county, but it does cover some of them. We pray, Father, about the gangs. There are 695 gang-related felony filings in 2019. This is a 6% increase. 34 gang-related defendants for homicide, a slight increase, and that was 2019. I haven't got 20 or 21s yet. And then there has been an increase in the homicides throughout. There are 801 known gangs in San Bernardino County in 2019, which is an increase from 2018 when there were only 639. And be aware that gangs are not just known in the county, but also in prisons. Some are created in prisons and some just continue. The number of gang members also increased to 14,035 to 14,522. This could be based on a variety of things. The gang names are in San Bernardino, the largest ones is the Verdugo Gangsters, the West Side Verdugo, the largest Latino gang in San Bernardino Valley with origins back to the 50s. The Vernon Rifa Cliques consist of the 7th Street Locos, Sir Crazy Ones, and the Counts Gang, and they operate throughout San Bernardino County. The other gangs are Bloods, Crips, and they have different names depending on where they're located. Black Rags, Hybrids, they have an Asian one. Hispanics, the Mexican Mafia, which is back to the 50s, and they usually have a tattoo as a symbol. So God, we pray right now that you would be present, Lord, wherever kids grow up believing that gangs give them identity, family, belonging, protection, power, or find themselves drawn into an often dangerous world that robs them of childhood and leaves scars difficult to heal. We pray, God, that they would be healed in the name of Jesus, that they would be drawn out. We bless those that are called to work with gang members, sharing your unconditional love with both word and lives. Protect and empower them as they invite these people and prodigal sons and daughters into your family. Put a hedge of protection on, light into the dark world of young people growing up in culture of gangs and drugs throughout our county, with lives controlled by fear. Bless those who work within the streets, befriending, engaging. We pray, God, that the chains that enslave them will be broken in the name of Jesus, because Jesus, you came to set the captives free and to break all those strongholds in our lives. We pray that you would keep them safe, the people that are sharing this. We pray that number, the laborers, will increase because the harvest is plentiful. I saw some gang members yesterday and looked in their eyes. There's such darkness and such hopelessness and despair. We pray, God, that Jesus would be so evident in the people that talked to them, and preferably prior gang members that got out. And we pray for a better future, that they would be able to work and become good citizens. May it be watered by your Holy Spirit, and in time that they would produce much fruit. Protect our children from dangerous environments. Your church would be used to transform communities into places of peace. Pastors and parents would have strategies to keep children from being recruited and joining gangs. We pray that the rod of wickedness, which causes violence to arise in our city, to be broken, and that multitudes of innocent casualties would be spared. We pray against every access point through our interstates where illegal weapons, ammunition, and people are trafficked into our city. We pray for supernatural insight to the law enforcement entities, task forces that are assigned to our county. We pray for the resources that are needed to be released into legitimate anti-violence organizations. We pray for aggressive evangelism campaigns to be activated citywide with miracles, signs, wonders, and amazing works manifesting salvation, transformation, and reformation in our cities. There are areas, God, where there are gang infested, and we pray, God, they will no longer be gang infested. But it, like Black Flag, or you know, when you try to get cockroaches or bugs out, we pray, God, that these would be turned around for your glory, and revival would happen among the gang members throughout our county. We pray for every covenant of hell and agreement with death to be dismantled in our county, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are going to do a great work among the gangs, and we will see a decrease in the gang population and a decrease in their crime, in Jesus' name.